Hello, I'm Chris of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control okay. purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Thank you very much. Now, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
Thank you. And in which state do you currently live?
California.
Thank you. And in which county in California do you currently live?
Madera County.
Thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or almost all calls are on a regular home phone?
On a cell phone.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in California?
I should be, yeah.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
2005.
2005?
Yeah, I was born in 2005. Okay. I'm 18 years old.
Thank you. Now, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaska Native?
Hispanic and Latino.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Can you repeat that, please?
What is the last grade that you completed in school?
12. Graduated, so my senior year, 12.
Thank you. Now, getting started, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I'm not sure. I think I would disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove. I probably like just some things, not everything.
Thank you. Now, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Somewhat approve. I like some of the things he's done.
Thank you. Now, and if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
I'm not sure who either of them are, to be honest with you.
But if you had to choose, with what you know today, would you lean towards the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Probably Republican.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. And if I mention someone who you don't know much about, just tell me and we'll move on to the next one. First,
okay.
We have Esmeralda Soria. Soria, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not sure who that is.
You haven't heard much of her?
Yeah, I haven't heard much of her. I haven't really done much research into politics, to be honest with you.
Okay, and between this one, where do you fall? Never heard of or no opinion? Or simply never heard of?
Never heard of.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
I would say, is, like, the middle an option?
Oh, we just have favorable and unfavorable.
Favorable.
Thank you. And last, we have Joanna Garcia Rose.
Never heard.
Thank you. Now, moving on. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Is it inflation and the cost of living, border security, education, taxes, abortion, crime and public safety, climate change, homelessness, healthcare, or jobs and the economy.
Inflation, inflation and the cost of
living. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
I would say about a 10-er, because, I mean, that's who's going to run our country.
Thank you. Next, if the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, or Audio Mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member?
Did I just take one since I don't know who neither of them are?
Well, we do have a scale if that helps. We have definitely Garcia Rose, probably Garcia Rose, lean towards Garcia Rose, or lean towards Soria, probably Soria, or definitely Soria.
I would say lean towards Garcia Rose.
Thank you very much. Now, moving on. Would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty serious off on the wrong track?
As of right now, I'll probably say it's off the track.
Wrong track?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed the same?
Stayed the same.
Thank you. And on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
No.
Thank you. And although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for a Republican in this year?
Most likely.
We do have yes or no for this one.
Yes.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. The first one is, Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for men and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
More likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely to vote for her?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. And then we have, to make California more affordable, and Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
More likely it was.
And is that somewhat more or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Then we have, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a ban, will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Then we have, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
More likely. Much more likely.
Thank you. And last we have, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you very much. Now that you have heard some information, let me ask again. If the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia, Republican, auditor, or mother?
Joanna Garcia.
Thank you very much. Now, next, I'd like to read a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria, just to wrap up the survey.
Okay.
And you might hear that during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. The first one is, while families struggle to fill their groceries carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegal hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely?
Yeah.
Thank you. The next one is, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
Much more unlikely?
So we have somewhat less likely and much less likely.
Oh, much less likely.
Much less likely. Thank you. Then we have Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
Somewhat unlikely.
Somewhat less likely?
Yeah, somewhat less likely. Not bad.
Thank you. Then we have Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses.
Much less likely.
Much less likely, thank you. And second to last, we have Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance.
Much less likely.
Thank you. And last we have, a politician, Esmeralda Soria, has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone who she was romantically involved.
Much less likely.
Thank you very much. Now, after you've heard some more information, let me ask you one last time. If the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor mother?
Joanna Garcia Rose.
Thank you. Now, I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
A Republican?
And would you consider or call yourself a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Not so strong.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Liberal.
Thank you. And would you call yourself somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-life.
Thank you. And some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position of abortion?
No.
Thank you. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
2020? I wasn't allowed to vote.
Okay, so did not vote. Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You as well, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Where am I? 4, 5.